So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited a machlekes Reb Shimon Gamliel v'chachamim. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, Oseis niknes b'mesira, one can acquire the deed, and thereby the property, by the transfer of the deed, which is the original sale document, without writing and giving a new document of sale. The Chacham hold, Ein Oseis niknes b'mesira, one cannot acquire property by acquiring the deed, but must write a new sale document. The Gemara cites a related machlekes. If someone can defend his ownership of a property with a document, and also with Cheskes Gimel Shanim, 3 years of uninterrupted use of the property, he uses the document. However, he uses the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara suggests several interpretations of the Machlokes. As Rashbam explains, the occupant is claiming, Kanisi Hasada B'Mesiris Hashtar, V'Gam Achzakti B'Hasada Shalashanim. I acquired the property by acquiring from the previous owner the shtar mecher he used to buy the property, and I've also used this field for 3 years. Rebbe holds nidun b'shtar because Oseis niknes b'mesira. Therefore, it was a valid kinyan, and this shtar can prove his ownership of the property. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds b'chazaka because ein Oseis niknes b'mesira. Therefore, it is not a valid kinyan, and he needs the chazaka to prove his ownership. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation because the Gemara earlier established that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Oseis niknes b'mesira, while according to this explanation, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds ein Oseis niknes b'mesira. If so, kasha Reb Shimon Gamliel ad Reb Shimon Gamliel, we have two contradictory rulings by Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Therefore, the Gemara offers a second explanation. We are discussing shtar mechira shekasa by meicher lelekeach zeh k'din karka haniknes b'shtar, an ordinary document of sale. However, Kugun Shinimtza Echad Mehen Karavai Pasel, one of the signatories, was found to be a disqualified witness. Rebbe concurs with Rebbe Lazar, who rules Eidim Asira Karti. The witnesses who observe the transfer of the document affect the Kenyan. Therefore, the Kenyan is valid, and he can prove his ownership with this document. Reb Shimon Gamliel concurs with Reb Meir, who rules Eidim Chasima Karti. The witnesses who sign the document affect the Kenyan. Therefore, in this case, the document is invalid, and he needs the Chazaka to prove his ownership. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation as well because Ma'idah Hayir Belazar b'mezuif mitaychish hu pasal. Evan agrees that a document containing disqualified witnesses is not valid even if there are witnesses to its delivery. Therefore, the Gemara offers a third explanation. We're discussing shtar she'en alavedim klal, a sale document that does not contain any signatures. Rebbe holds nidin b'shtar, the shtar is valid because eidah hasima karti. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds b'chazaka, the shtar is not valid because eidah hasima karti. The Gemara also offers a fourth explanation. We are discussing Moed B'Shtar Sheksaveh, as the Rashbam explains, Moed Ma'ar Sheksaveh L'Shtar Shebiyad Zeh. The claimant admits to writing the document, but Kamar Lo Mechartev Lach U'Memeni Nafal Hashtar Mitzaseh. He claims that he never actually used it to sell the property. Rather, he dropped it and the occupant found it. And the occupant claims that he did buy it with the shtar. Rebbe holds Nidin B'Shtar because Moed B'Shtar Sheksaveh Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. Such a document does not need to have its signature certified and is assumed to be a valid shtar. Therefore, it proves the occupant's ownership. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds b'chazaka because Moed B'Shtar Sheksaveh Tzarech L'Kaimai. Such a document does need to have its signatures certified, and unless he does so, it is not a valid shtar. Therefore, he needs to use his chazaka as proof. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation from another b'raisa, Shnayim Adukin B'Shtar. If two people are holding on to a loan document, Malva Aymer Shalihu V'Nafel Mimenu Mitzasev V'Leiva Aymer Shalchahu Uparativ Lach. The creditor claims it represents an outstanding debt and I lost it and now found it. While the debtor claims, yes, it was yours, but I repaid the loan, took back the document, then I lost it and now found it. Iskaim hashtar b'chesam av dibi rabbi. If the document can be authenticated, it goes to the malva. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel omer yachleiku, they divide the document and he only pays half the debt. Now, the Gemara in Bab Metzi explains the machlekes as follows. B'she'ena mekuyim pligi. They disagree regarding an uncertified document. Rebbe holds, Moed B'Shtar Sheksaveh Tzarech L'Kaimai. Therefore, im Mekayim Le Gavi Palga, Veiloi Chaspa B'Almahu. If the creditor authenticates the shtar, he gets half the payment. But if he does not authenticate the shtar, he gets nothing. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, Moed B'Shtar Sheksaveh Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. Therefore, if he admits that the document is authentic, even if he did not independently authenticate it, Yachleiku may divide the value of the loan. In this price, we see that Rebbe holds Tzarech L'Kaimai, while Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. This contradicts our early explanation that Rebbe holds Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai, and Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Tzarech L'Kaimai. The Gemara answers Epoch. We must reverse the rulings in this price. Belevar Askinan. As Rashbam explains, in this case, the occupant defended his ownership two ways. He claimed, Shnei Mini Chazakas Yashli. Achash Yesh Biyodi Adayin Shtar Mechira. V'oid Sheyesh Li Eidi Cheskes Shalashanim. The machlekes is whether the defendant must corroborate both claims and present both the document and the witnesses to the chazaka. Rebbe holds nidun mishtar. He cannot merely present the witnesses to the chazaka, but must produce the document as well. Shmuel holds b'chazaka merely presenting the witnesses is sufficient. The Gemara cites a similar ruling. Even if someone borrows in front of witnesses, he does not need to repay the loan in front of witnesses, and he's believed to claim that he paid it. Nevertheless, if he claimed I paid you before witnesses, he must produce these witnesses. Zakta Mishnah, Mishapar Mixas Chayvai, someone who repaid part of a loan and is concerned that the creditor will later use the loan document to demand the entire loan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif, they write a new document, as Rabbi Yehuda explains in the Braisa, Edim Mekaran Es Ashtar, Bechayzvan Lishtar Acher Mizman Rishon. Witnesses destroy the original document and write a new document with the lesser amount with the original date. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yichtiv Shaver, the creditor keeps the original document and writes him a receipt for the amount he paid. The Mishnah clarifies their dispute. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Nimtza Zed Tzarech Lias, Shemer Shevar Menachvarm. This unfairly burdens the buyer with safekeeping the receipt from damage by mice. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Kach Yafalai, Velo Yero Koyche Shal Zeh. It is fear to burden him this way instead of burdening the creditor to write a new document because Kadesh Yachav Lapare. This encourages the borrower to pay in a timely manner because he is afraid he might lose the receipt. Gemara cites a ruling of Rav. Ein halacha loiker b'yehuda b'loiker b'yehuda. The halacha follows neither of these opinions. Rather, Bezdin Mekaran Hashtar, Bechaysim Lishtar Acher Mizman Rishon. Bezdin destroys the original document and writes a new document with the lesser amount with the original date. The Gemara cites two explanations. Ish Mili L'Rav, Habraisa, Hava Hadar Bey. Rav understood that Rabbi Yehuda said that they write a document with a new date. However, if he had learned the Braisa that clarifies Rabbi Yehuda's position that they write a document with the old date, he would not have disagreed. As the Rashbam explains, Mali Bezdin, Mali Eidim. There is no difference whether Bezdin or the witnesses write the new document. Shmiele v'loy hadube. Rav was aware of the Braisa, but he nevertheless disagreed because Beidina alim lafkui memayna. Bezdin has the power to write a new predated document, which is ordinarily invalid because hefke Bezdin hefke. They have full discretion over monetary matters. However, Eidim she'asu shlichusan chayzin v'aisin shlichusan. Once witnesses completed their task and wrote the document, they have no authority to write a new document. The Gemara challenges this assumption from the following ruling of Rav. Eidim kaisvin afila asar shtaris al sada achas. If a document is misplaced, the witnesses can continue to duplicate the document as many times as necessary. The Gemara answers bishtar matana. This is only regarding a gift document, which generally does not include a chrayis, or bishtar she'en by a chrayis, a sale document that does not include a chrayis, the right to compensation if someone claims the property. These documents merely confirm his ownership, but do not create a lien on other property. However, b'shtar shesh b'achrayis, only Bezdin has the power to write a new predated document to create a lien.